Live Creative Now, episode 59.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which I thought of myself as for many years, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself. Feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And because it makes you feel more alive, that's how you change the world. It makes you feel more alive. You bring that with you everywhere you go. That's just one little piece. I actually have a poster on my website that I offer as a free download, hand-lettered by yours truly, with 5 reasons why feeding your creative hungers, engaging in creative play, is a world-changing act. Not necessarily a world-changing act in the way that, I don't know, leveling the Berlin Wall was a world-changing act, but in small, tiny, little, doable ways. When you engage with your creative joy, you are making the world a better place. Anyway, in my last episode, episode 58, I shared a behind-the-scenes view of holding an artist open studio in which I displayed, and I kid you not, 170 of my original paintings in my living room. Kind of crazy. There's pictures if you want to check it out, and a big debrief of what that event was like for me. It was a bit of a roller coaster, and you can find that at livecreativenow.com/058. Today's episode, episode 59, is a response to a question that I got from a subscriber. When you subscribe to my Insider's newsletter, which you can do at livecreativenow.com, in my first email to you, I ask a question, and I really want people to answer it. I really love when they reply. And the question that I ask is, what's the biggest challenge getting in the way of your living the full color creative life of your wildest dreams? And of course, not everybody replies, but often people do, which always delights me. And the responses that I get make for some really great podcast and blog content. And the other day, someone named Greg wrote back to me in response to that question. He wrote, "My biggest block is motivation. I have a seriously hard time getting past the idea that I suck." And, you know, I don't know whether you resonate with that or not, but he is so not alone. His response is like off the charts typical. That is such a common experience. And I sent Greg a reply, and as often happens with me, it got rather lengthy. And because so many people, including me, have this same issue of having a hard time getting past the idea that you suck, that I suck, I wanted to share my response here on the podcast and on the blog. The show notes are basically the podcast episode in type, if you like to read. So if you've ever struggled with this kind of self-critical thinking, this one is for you. On with today's episode.
Live creative now.
Ah, yes, the everything I do sucks gremlin. I know it very well. This gremlin is a blood relative of the everyone else's stuff is better than mine gremlin, also known as the comparison trap or compare and despair syndrome, which I suffer from quite frequently. And it is the cause of perfectionist paralysis. This gremlin, everyone else's stuff is better than mine. This gremlin is what made me quit making art at age 13. Totally quit. It's what made me quit making music a couple years later at age 15. And it's what made me give up writing at age 27 when I, for a brief period, decided that I was going to be a writer. Well, this gremlin, everyone else's stuff is better than mine, everything I do sucks, that it just leveled me, completely ground me to a screeching halt. And I want to note that all of these things that I quit because I sucked, making art, making music, writing, these are all things that I now do with great joy very regularly. They are woven into my daily existence. I'm a passion pluralite, so I tend to rotate things around on my virtual metaphorical stovetop. Some things get put on the back burners, and you know, there's always something up at front, the front right burner. Right now, I'm making art every single day. And I write most days, and I make music. That's on a back burner right now, but I go through periods where I'm making music every single day as well, joyfully. And let me tell you, I still look at some of my work and think, God, that sucks, but it doesn't stop me. So I look at that I quit art at age 13, I quit music at age 15, I gave up writing at age 27, and it is makes me so sad. It's so tragic. I spent decades not creating, bound up in misery, because I believed that the fact that I sucked, or that at least I thought that I sucked, the fact that I sucked meant that I should quit. And here's the thing. Even if you do suck, and by the way, that is your subjective opinion, and you know somebody else might look at your work and think it's awesome. I know it might be hard for you to believe that, but believe me, it's happened to me, and it's happened, I've been on the other side of it, where people have shown me work that they have been so unhappy with and just embarrassed by, and I have thought it was stunningly amazing, gorgeous. You know, my opinion of that other person's work that they think sucks, why should my positive opinion of their work be less valid than their negative opinion? And why should somebody else's positive opinion about my work be less valid than my negative opinion about my work? So here's the thing. Even if you do suck, let's just say for argument's purposes that you do, the only solution to sucking, if you want to unsuck, the only solution is to do the thing. You have to do the thing in order to get better at it and unsuck at it. And as I like to say, much as we all hate making crap, and believe me, I hate making crap. I wish that everything that came out of me was brilliant and a work of genius, but it's not, because the fact is that we need the crap to fertilize the good stuff. It's the crap that fertilizes the good stuff. You've got to do it, let yourself do it badly in order to learn to do it less badly. You have to crawl before you can walk. This is a long time ago for most of us, so we can't remember how often we had to fall on our butts in order to learn how to walk. We fell on our diapered butts many times, probably thousands of times, in order to learn how to walk, right? We need the crap to fertilize the good stuff. You cannot think your way to walking. You cannot think your way to creative output. You have to do something. So the solution to the everything I do sucks gremlin is simply to allow yourself to make crap. Now, I understand that you don't want to make crap. Again, nobody does. I don't like making crap. I don't want to. But that permission to make crap is essential. So my favorite metaphor for this is like getting drinking water out of a rusty faucet. You're thirsty. So you turn on the taps and water comes out, but it's brown and disgusting. It's got, you know, rust in it. It's really gross, right? It's totally unfit for human consumption. It sucks. Yuck, yuck, yuck. But how do you get a drink? That's the only faucet around. And the solution is not to turn the taps off. If you turn the taps off, you're never going to get a drink of water. But if you leave them on and you let the faucet run, and you let it run for a good long while, eventually, voila, you're going to have clear, potable water. And it is exactly the same with our creativity. If we never allow that gunky, unfit for human consumption, rusty flow to come out, guess what? We never get any better. We need the crap to fertilize the good stuff. Plus, as I also like to say, just because you allow yourself to make crap doesn't mean you will. It just means that you'll make something. Just because you allow yourself to create crap doesn't mean you will. It just means you'll create. If you don't allow yourself to create crap, then you won't create. Now, again, this allowing yourself to create crap, because we don't like to create crap, allowing ourselves to do that is not something that comes easily for most of us. It certainly has not for me. We have trained our entire lives to be good at things, right? We've worked really hard to be good at things, to be competent, to, you know, do things so we feel like we can impress people instead of feeling embarrassed and humiliated. So it goes against everything in us to allow yourself to be bad. But this part is essential. You cannot get away without allowing yourself to be bad. If you don't allow yourself to suck, you will never do anything. And you will while away your life longing and wishing, but never actually doing, never deriving joy, never seeing what you might create if you'd only given yourself a chance. Now, I will also say, I'll concede that it is a lot easier to understand this sort of intellectually than it is to act on it. And guess what? The way we learn to allow ourselves to suck is the same way we learn to do anything. We practice. So here's how that looks. You set the intention that you are stepping in the creative sandbox in order to make a mess. The creative sandbox is my metaphorical concept of that mind space of being a four-year-old, where it's all about having fun. There is no wrong. It's about the process, enjoying the process rather than the product or the outcome. It's all about quantity, making lots of things rather than agonizing over everything being perfect. So it's quantity, not quality. You can go back to, I will leave a link in the show notes to my articles and blog podcast episodes about my creative sandbox concepts. So you can hear more about those or read more about those. But you set the intention that you're stepping into that creative sandbox in order to play, in order to make a mess. You set the intention to practice forgiving yourself for being human. Because this is reality. The fact that you suck at things or aren't as good at things as you would like to be yet because you haven't done them enough, that's part of being human. And you have to forgive yourself for that. everybody else is human as well. You only see other people, you see the final product. And so it's very easy to think that they are somehow superhuman or that you should be up to par with them. You know, maybe they've been doing it for 20 years and you just started. We have to forgive ourselves for being human. You set the intention also to not let those critical gremlin voices that tell you you suck, not let them stop you. They're probably not going to go away. Mine haven't. Mine tell me that things that I create suck all the time on a daily basis. And you have to set the intention that you're not going to let those voices stop you. You also need to set the intention to treat yourself kindly, treat yourself gently, and love yourself up, not beat yourself up. This is so important. And most important of all, set the intention to keep resetting the intentions. Because, as I also like to say, the most important practice of all the practices that we engage in, the most important practice is simply just getting back on the wagon, just getting back on track. So set the intention to keep resetting all of these intentions. And if you can do this, if you can just keep resetting your intentions, you will get there eventually. Now, I see this as a lifelong practice. As I said, it's something that I'm still working on, and I expect that I will be for the rest of my life. But trust me, it is so worth it. It is so much better on this side of the divide, on the side of forgiving myself for being human, allowing myself to suck, allowing myself to make crap. Life is so much better on this side, because guess what? I'm creating. Even though my gremlins tell me that it sucks, I'm creating. And here's another secret. Your gremlins will tell you something sucks, but if you have the courage to put it out there in the world where other people can see it or listen to it or experience it, you will find that there are people out there who will really respond to it, who will be so grateful to you, who will see it as the opposite of sucky, as something amazing. You may even have the experience that I've had where I've shared paintings in progress on Instagram and Facebook and had people, and the paintings that I've thought, oh my God, this is total crap. My gremlins tell me it's suck, 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 sucks. I'm going to paint over this painting because it's so sucky. And those are the paintings that I have had people ask to buy them from me. And if somebody asks to buy something that you've created that you think is sucky, that's a pretty big validation that they think it's the opposite of sucky. And if they think it's the opposite of sucky, maybe there's something in their opinion that's worth paying attention to. So again, it's a lifelong practice, but it's so worth it. And I really hope that you will take on this practice yourself of allowing yourself to create crap and set and reset those intentions to step in the creative sandbox, let yourself make messes, forgive yourself for being human. Don't let those self-critical gremlin voices stop you. Treat yourself kindly and gently. Love yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. And most importantly, keep resetting those intentions. I hope this helps. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really hope that was helpful. If you are getting value out of this podcast, please tell a friend. Share the podcast with somebody that you think would get something out of it. I would be so, so grateful. I really want to change the world with this stuff, you guys. Also, if you would like a free printable poster of my Creative Sandbox Manifesto and my Imperfectionist Manifesto that you can print out and hang on your wall, hand lettered by yours truly, head on over to creativesandboxmanifesto.com. creativesandbox.com. And at the bottom of that article, which is all about my Creative Sandbox manifesto and the 10 rules of my manifesto, at the bottom of that article, you can fill out a form and grab your very own copy of my printable poster. Download it, print it out, hang it on your wall, or put it in the transparent cover of a binder that you carry around with you. I've seen people do that as well. These posters encapsulate the concepts and the precepts that got me from believing that I was a non-creative person, to living a really full color creative life, happier than I've ever been. So I hope that you will head on over to creativesandboxmanifesto.com, fill out the form and grab your copy. That's it. Thanks again for joining me. And until next time, go get creating.
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.